This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The FBI tight-lipped about what they have on Clinton. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton moves forward, speaking, talking about her quest for the White House, while Trump hires a pollster to get closer to the people in New York. And coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Pastor Aubrey Shines. He tells us he's got a meeting along with some other evangelical pastors in the next couple of weeks at Trump Tower. Plus Dan Perkins on whether Trump will weather the scandal of Trump University. Here's a hint. He says, oh yeah. And then talks a little bit about Clinton's plight. So again, Kate Delaney, America Tonight is the name of this show. The idea here is you're part of the community. So if you want to react to what's going on with the crazy circus that is 2016, or anything else for that matter that we plow through, you're invited to this party. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And it helps if you have a good joke. I am collecting jokes. If you have something I can use, oh, please call. I'm an okay joke teller, but you might be able to help me a little bit. Dan in Texas does his best to try to help me in that department. So not to set him up for that, but the whole time he's called this show, at least a couple of times a week, he gives me a couple of really good ones. Hello, Dan.
There I am. Here I am.
Here well, I am. Now I am.
I agree with you. We now live in interesting times.
We do.
I have got something for you that's a true story. Last winter, these two dudes go out in this brand new Lincoln Navigator with the best hunting retrieving dog they could get to a lake to do some duck hunting, and they got out on the ice with their navigator and their dog and all their gear and everything, and then they could just make a little quick run back to their blind, but they needed to do something about the completely covered pond that was completely covered with ice. So one of the brilliant people in the little group there pulled out a stick of dynamite with a 90-second fuse on it, lit it, and tossed it out there in the middle of the pond as far as his little arm could take it. Whereupon, the retriever jumps out of the car and goes after the stick of dynamite. They both panic. They pull out their shotguns. The one guy shoots his dog. The dog flinches, but it's bird shot, so it's not going to hurt him at that distance. And on he comes with the stick of dynamite blazing away. They take off running for all they're worth. The dog ran underneath the Lincoln Navigator because they fired another shot at him. He runs under the Lincoln Navigator. The muffler burns his butt. He yelps, drops the stick of dynamite, and runs to them for protection. The dynamite goes off. The Navigator goes up. The parts and pieces come down. The pond is open. Goodbye, Navigator.
It's gone. I love it. You're funny.
And the insurance people said, there is no cause for destroying your navigator by dynamite. You still owe the first payment of the $560 a month on the navigator you bought.
I love it.
It's a true story. It really is true.
That's interesting. That's a good story. I like it.
Well, I didn't have a joke for you, but I had that. I've got some jokes for you. I've got one that shows a picture of a guy with a fantastic 30-foot sailboat, and the sails are shaped like a tie. One tie here, one tie there. with little bows at the top to hold it onto the mast. And he says, look what my kids got me for Father's Day.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's funny. What the they got me? You're hilarious.
You've got a great mind. I know you can visualize things. So
I can.
That's great.
Yep.
Well, listen, I'm really interested in what's going on. I'm loving your show. And I'll have something for you tomorrow night if you don't do a rerun.
We're not. We'll be there live. So thank you, Dan. Come up
You're
with
welcome.
A good,
bye-bye.
Good funny joke for us. It's a good way to top off the week. Because, of course, we take you to the movies on Thursday, too, as well. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Okay, I'll be short and sweet.
I like that, short and sweet. You got time. Go for it.
Well, it's extended from last night. It's your joke. Here you go. You know, I said I wanted 5 gallons of gas, a book of matches, and a fistful of nails and a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did framing in my days, and I used a rigging axe, which is basically a hammerhead on one end and an axe. Well, knowing my luck, as soon as I set the gas on fire, stepped through the door, life in heaven, second life, close the door and turn around behind me, I'm going to see Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and Donald O'Connell doing their aberration.
You are funny.
Or okay. Abomination, you know, because
yeah.
they're finally going to get their way.
Right.
But... at least now I got an axe to chop through the door. I might as well just go ahead and burn up.
The dogs in the background, are you leaving them outside? What's going on with those dogs? Oh, you know, we love
dogs.
Oh,
that's my puppies.
Oh, your puppies. What kind of puppies?
Well, mixes, things
mixes.
People didn't want.
Aww.
I got a good story behind one, but it takes, well... I got one that's Chihuahua, and I can't remember Eddie from Frasier.
Right.
But
Yeah.
It starts with a terrier. It starts with an R, and I can't remember.
It starts with an R, so that a terrier? I thought he had a terrier. Jack Russell Terrier.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack Russell Terrier. Wow, Chihuahua and a Jack Russell mix.
Yeah, and I just happened to be going into town, and I seen this guy... steer across into my lane and run over him. And he went underneath the car and he just did like a barrel roll.
Right.
And by the time I got back to him and I had to pull off on the side of the road, and it was a deep drop off to a ditch. You know how it is in the South.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got to him and his little paws and everything were just all tore up. So I made him cheese like he went through a grape cheeser.
Oh, now he's okay, huh?
Oh, he's fine. I've had him for a long, long time.
Oh.
He's about 10, 15 years old, somewhere in there. I don't know. But,
wow.
You know, the thing is I pulled off on the side of the road. It was dewy on that hill with the grass leading in the ditch.
Right.
The guy tried to literally run back over the dog and me.
Oh.
He went off, and he went down into the ditch. I just looked at him. I looked at him, and I said, I ain't pulling you out.
That's a terrible story, but a good ending because you rescued the dog.
Now, that's all I have done.
Wow. Good for you. You're such a good soul, rescuing these dogs that people throw out. That's terrible.
Well, they're my babies. You know how that goes.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I like it.
The other one's Rocky and Snoopy, and he's kind of a Dalmatian. Snoopy's a Dalmatian Spitz mix, and then Rocky, he's a... brown lab and pit bull mix. He's pretty big.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you for doing that. We need more people, Grim, to do things like that instead of trying to...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Whoa!
Baby, I've been waiting. I've been waiting every day. I didn't see the time.
Hello, as we motor along here on ATN, it's like a crooked highway, isn't it, when we talk about politics? The world's crookedest street, and that's correct lingo, by the way, is actually in San Francisco. Reserve your comments. Lombard Street. I've been there a couple of times. I remember it from being a kid. Here's an interesting story. I'm just going to share a quick personal story. When I was younger, my grandmother a lot of times took care of us. My mom was working, my dad had died, and my grandmother was awesome. I mean, so was my mother, but my grandmother, it seemed like if you told her you liked something, you would get that same thing, you know, in a row, that same sandwich for the rest of the month. Grandma, I like that sandwich. Okay, you're going to get it every day then. But sadly, she had cancer and we didn't know it. So, the bright side of the story is, and the story that I remember is, that I think my grandfather decided, well, she's crazy about her grandkids, so we're gonna put the two of you on a plane with your grandmother, and you're going to fly to California. Well, you know, when you grow up in whatever part of the country you're listening to me, grew up on the West Coast, you go to the East Coast, it's like exotic land, or vice versa, or the South to the Midwest, you get it. Your first plane rides. So we went to California because my aunt lived in San Francisco, and I can remember the street seemed so big to me because she lived right in San Francisco where you had all those hills, and it left such an imprint on my brain as a kid. And near, not far from that crooked street. And I remember seeing the cars, it was almost like a switchback on a trail where it went one side, then the other side. And it almost was like a ride because it was so slow, all the cars coming down it. And then as an adult, I saw it again, and I thought, that is so wicked cool. I remember that from being a kid, and I knew, boom, exactly, that's what the street is. So anyway, a non sequitur to saying that we're taking some crooked paths to get to where we're going here on the campaign trails, the Republicans, supposedly behind the scenes, are walking on eggshells in the sense that they're worried about what Donald Trump is going to say. What is he going to say? What do we have to come out with to counterattack or counterbalance what Trump has said? So they're walking that crazy thin line with Trump. But I would say this. Well, then whose fault is that? Because if they didn't want Trump, then put some people up that were good enough to get the interest in the primaries. He was the guy because he is the master of absolutely understanding what to do with the English language when you get in these situations, especially these debate situations. He just creamed everybody. He knew how to do it. And that's what you see, and that's what you're looking at. End of story. So he's hiring a pollster in New York to try to focus on his efforts there, and to he doesn't want it turn into what happened with Eric Cantor, and he was warned about hiring John McLaughlin, apparently. You know, the reputations get around as to who gets the job done and what happens the last time out. You know, it's a scorecard. That's how D.C. is anyway. That's why I say politics, especially now, couldn't be more like sports. It's scary the similarities if you really stretch your mind and think about it. Athletic ability to sing and dance and spin a tune, basically. So this pollster who he hired is going to survey Trump's traction with the voters to get a better handle on the lay of the land, focusing on just New York. Hillary Clinton was the senator she was the state's, and she's a resident of New York. So, you got two New Yorkers, basically. And the New York Times made sure everybody knew that the state hasn't gone Republican since, you ready for this, Ronald Reagan in 1984. So Trump wants to be that guy that gets his home state. And New York means lots of votes anyway, so that they can, so that they can go up against Hillary Clinton there, which we're assuming it's Hillary Clinton. But whatever it is, figuring out the edge, the way to gain the momentum over Hillary Clinton. Who does she get the Bernie backing? Does she get the Bernie voters? What does that do? Would that really shore things up for her if she did? I mean, we really have nothing but questions, even with very smart people talking to us here on America Tonight, and even talking to me off the air. There's no 100%, which is so fascinating to me. And I get it. We've dealt with this a bunch in our last presidential elections. But who is stronger in New York? Who is stronger in Florida? Who is stronger in Ohio? Who's stronger in key battleground states, Pennsylvania? And the answer is, we don't know for certain. There have been polls where it's just Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. But the polls are not conclusive. And in some cases, way, way, way too close to call. And that makes a huge difference. And it's good. It's with caution they say that. It's too close because it's in the margin of error. so it would not help. You know, I mentioned not too long ago the fact that Shark Week, you have Southwest with a shark plane, which was a smart idea. Who in that meeting said, hey, I know, it's Shark Week, let's have a shark paint, and you paint something for Shark Week, Discovery Channel, on our plane. That's a great idea. That's a good way to promote it. And then we can say all the people that get on this plane are getting something special. Well, how about this? American Airlines has decided that you're going to get rewards not based on miles, but based on money. I bet you there's going to be some people that will be up in arms because they've had whatever their rewards program has been for a long, 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 long time. So instead, you know, maybe you got lucky and you got the really cheap seat, but the guy next to you paid $300 more. He's going to get more back for that. The higher paying customer is going to get more back. And Americans famous for people who spend more money. They get better food, bigger frequent flyer rewards. They get huge upgrades. They get upgraded to when they're traveling abroad or wherever, where it's a big length of time, so usually it's abroad somewhere. They get flat beds, those lie flat beds, and upgraded and blah, 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 blah. And for every dollar you spend on base fares, they say they multiply it to 7, 8, or 11 elites for gold, platinum, and executive platinum. It's so crazy. When you go to get on American, we'll have our gold passengers now. No, it's like this. We'll have our executive platinum members. How about any platinum members? Then there's all this long pause. How about any gold members? How about Section 1? And then the mayhem ensues. I used to be such a big fan of American, and now I'm iffy on the whole American. So I've had a few good flights, don't get me wrong, but I feel so nickeled and dimed. Now, if you want an ice cream cone, that is another $10. Plus, for a napkin, that's another $5. Yeah. Never good, by the way, when you crash into a dock. I also happened to catch this. Celebrity cruise ship slammed into an Alaskan dock. Not good if there's a whole bunch of people standing there and they go flying off the dock. And you see the pictures that are stunning, where it's snow everywhere in Alaska. Crash into a dock, causing $3 million in damage. So no small dealio. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking with Pastor Aubrey Shines and Dan Perkins. Hang with us.
Professionally trendy, and it's all about the stone. As I thought the word heard, it could be such fun. Let's see, I am on.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics.
to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Once again, we have Pastor Aubrey Shines with us here on America Tonight. Pastor, your reaction to what's happened now with Donald Trump?
Well, I think Donald Trump is 100% correct. And again, that your audience will understand, it was actually Senator Ted Cruz that was my horse in the race. He didn't make it. And in all fairness and transparency, I have been invited to Trump Towers in a few weeks, along with a couple hundred other evangelical leaders, to speak with Donald Trump on this issue of this judge. He's right, Kate. Let me tell you why he's right in a nutshell. You have a judge that happens to have Hispanic descent, who's also part of La Raza, who is a known advocate group to make sure and help illegal immigrants, illegals, but that should not be in this country, to some kind of way legitimize them. Now, if we look at that in juxtaposition as relates to what the Supreme Court has recently done, in essence saying that a black man cannot have a fair trial unless there's a black on the juror, then why isn't the same logic applied to Donald Trump? This guy, after all, this judge, he is a 100% supporter of the DNC party, more particular to Hillary Clinton. And so if he's doing all these things and his hands are involved, why won't this judge do the reasonable judicial thing, and that is simply recuse himself? Now, I'm not saying, Kate, that Donald, you know, like a bull in a China store, doesn't always, you know, walk the proper aisles in it, but there's a reason this guy is resonating with America, because America's beginning to see the duplicity that is, unfortunately, among our journalists out here that are really not fairly reporting the news as they should. So kudos for Donald Trump.
Yeah, so when you see Donald Trump in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine that might be one of the topics that comes up. It seems relevant, especially with evangelical ministers who are being asked questions of their own, I'll say, flock about Donald Trump and how he treats people across the board. Wouldn't you think this would be part of what the discussion is?
Well, in part, but I'm really hoping, Kate, and this is my real spin on it. I was on a TV show very recently, and I was asked by a real left-leading individual, it's kind of a familiar, certain type of question, I should put it that way. And I said, look, here's the real issue. Donald Trump has to, and the only thing he has to do is give proper articulation to this, and no doubt about it, I believe the USA Today reports about 24% to 27% blacks would support him. I'll tell you why I believe that's true in a nutshell. And this is something I will surface when I'm with him, as long as with a few others that are part of my circle, and that's this. Because of illegal immigration, for instance, these are facts coming right out of the White House, this current White House. Because of illegal immigration, you have 18% to 24% higher unemployment in the black communities because of illegal immigration. Therefore, unlike Geraldo Rivera, we're trying to tell his listening audience that illegals are here only picking in fruits and vegetables that most people in this nation don't want to do. That's not true. They're, according to Barack Obama's own book, and his commissioner, they have the jobs, construction jobs, and et cetera, that usually fell in the hands of those that did not matriculate to whatever university for whatever the reason. Those were jobs primarily, Kate, that were in the black community. Now, as a result of it, these jobs are being lost. As a result, you have 18% to 24% higher unemployment in the black communities. These are issues that I believe if Donald Trump really begins to focus on, he will overwhelmingly win enough support out of even the black community and the Hispanic community to actually push him over the top. I believe that with all of my heart.
We're speaking with Pastor Aubrey Shines here on America Tonight. And, Pastor, when we look at this race, which we now are presuming after what happened this last Tuesday with Hillary Clinton, if she's not indicted for what's going on with the emails, and it moves forward, so it's, let's say it's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, which way do you think the African-American vote goes? Because there's a big, you know, struggle, tug of war over that.
Well, if blacks continue to allow the race baiters like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the DNC party to continue to fill them with the 7 decades of lies about entitlements and why blacks need a handout, the very sickening thing that has been the very destruction, Kate, in the black community, then Hillary Clinton will do well. However, groups like myself, churches like myself, organizations like those that I participate in, we have had a lot of success informing blacks to say, look, let's look at historically who the DNC party has been. We are reminding them that the DNC party, Kate, was the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of the Jim Crow laws, the party that gave them slavery. We're reminding them that the same party that has dumped trillions of dollars in 7 decades has not in one iota helped the black community. And if they allow the DNC party, Hillary Clinton being the personification of that, to continue to pander to them and to continue to keep them on this roller coaster, and then we remind them that while they're on this roller coaster, that Hillary Clinton is the recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award, the eugenist who desired and is living it out, even though she's dead now, has lived out her creed of making sure that inferior people, according to her, which were blacks and Jews, would be exterminated from America. These Planned Parenthoods that are put in the black communities, poor white communities, poor Hispanic communities. Once that information is out, and we're doing a pretty good job, Kate, of putting it out there, we're seeing a mass exodus that is now making and causing individuals, black, white, and Hispanic alike, to begin to re-examine their historical ties in the last several decades to the DNC party, and hopefully the work and effort that we're putting out there, Kate, will begin to make an impact to begin to change this election. Something has to change. We're no longer this great exceptional country because we've allowed ourselves to have a moral compass that is so broken now, but we believe that we are an exceptional people, black and white together, and I believe, honestly, if we kind of join hands and put some skin in the game and stop allowing these race race baiters to feed the communities that are poor and uninformed a bunch of garbage. Kate, I just think we can do a lot better than what we've done. I think we'll see a real exodus in that regard.
Yeah, do you think, well said, do you think it's just that people, as you mentioned, don't have the information? They assume, oh, the Democrats are the party for people who are disenfranchised, people who don't have as much, and the Republicans are the party of the rich.
Yeah, and you, boy, I'm telling you, you feel like you were in one of the board meetings I just left. It's exactly what's going on. We did some unscientific polling, but pretty good polling on our own. We have found, and I'm talking about across a very large spectrum of people, black and white alike, educated and those that have not, for whatever reason, found themselves in someone's university. Do you know that the majority of Americans actually believe the statement that you just made? There's an assumption that's out there. That lets us know that the liberals have done an excellent job distorting facts. They're revisionists, historically speaking. They have changed the narrative. There is a belief that it's the GOP, that's a bunch of racist animals and blah, blah, blah. We're changing that. This is why when I sell books and when I do the things that I do, Kate, I don't take any money for this, not one penny. We use all of it to produce videos, small little 2 to 3 minute videos, just to inform especially civic and clergy leaders, black and white alike, to say, look, you owe your community at least facts of information. And what we're finding is that when people are confronted with facts, again, they have an array, you can imagine, of responses, but one of them is, we didn't know this. Well, what about this? Well, what we're realizing, Kate, is that the majority of uninformed individuals, and I don't mean that in any condescending way, but if their deluge of information, their download of information comes from CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, well, those are left-leading, unfortunately, organizations that give out information. And if that's where you're getting your info, well, you're not going to be informed on history, on facts, and what the real issues are. We're trying to break that cycle to make sure that people in America have the proper information. That way they can make intelligent choices.
Yeah, and in breaking that cycle, and you talked about this a little bit, is it grassroots that you have to really hit everywhere you can to make sure, because as you said, the Democratic Party has done such a good job to try to crack through those tentacles?
Yeah, we do. We do. And it's, I confess to you, Kate, I would be very disingenuous to tell you it's a very easy task. It's not.
Yeah.
This is why, again, but the more we have, the more videos we can produce, the more we can, you know, use social media to do it. We're generating that conversation. We got people following us right now on Periscope. They go out to Aubrey Shines. They're following. Little small things like that. Facebook coming into our website at glorytoglory.org. We're doing things like that, not for any money. I don't need a dime, not one red cent. But I love America. This is a country, and if one were to travel, you'd understand how incredibly special all of us are here in America. Take a trip to Europe with me one day. Go over to Africa. Take a trip over to some part of the West Indies that don't share a particular value. You'll come back to this nation and get off that airplane or boat, however you got there, and you'll kiss the ground that you live on. You'll understand how incredibly fortunate we are. Kate, that doesn't mean that we've not had hiccups in our past in America, but you know what? As Americans, black and whites together, we've overcome the stain of slavery. We've overcome the bigotry that has existed on a broader scale. And I remind people all the time when I hear these nutcases, these race baiters talking about how racist we are, I remind them that in this last two elections, you had 7 out of 10 whites vote for a black guy to make him chief and commander. That doesn't sound like a racist nation to me. It doesn't mean that we don't have a pocket here or a pocket there, but to ascribe to us this notion that we're still some kind of bigoted, racist people, as Michelle Obama did in one of her commencements at one of the universities there in New York, it's silly. It has no historical value. It's not factual. And, Kate, I just think we can do better than the lies that are continuing to be perpetrated on the minds of those that unfortunately find themselves in a lower intelligence brackets that they don't dig and research and know this information. We have a responsibility to make sure that they do, and that's what we're doing.
Pastor Aubrey Shines, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Kate, always enjoy being with you. Thanks again for having me.
There is no test that you can't ace. that you can't late. You're a champion and you have been all your life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now I feel at peace inside our minds, across our nations. Pieces of fabric woven by the same Mother Nature, without time, without time limits. Peace to our hearts, we are all one.
Looking through the window, watching the clouds go by, opening up my third eye.
So now it's in the books, as they say. You know, we've been talking about Hillary Clinton and the fact that she's the presumptive Democratic nominee. Bernie Sanders with high hopes in California. We saw what just happened flying through Tuesday. The question is now, what happens with Bernie Sanders? What happens with Hillary Clinton and this whole email deal? And basically, what are the Democrats throwing up out there? Dan Perkins is a domestic and foreign policy contributor to a bunch of places. ReaganBaby.com. Check his stuff out. It's great. TheDailySurge.com and TheHill.com. Dan, always fun to have you on the show and get your perspective.
It's always fun to be with you, Kate.
So tell me what your thoughts are now after going through this last Tuesday, this last round. In California, there were such high hopes for Bernie Sanders. What do you think happened there?
My guess is what I'm about to tell you, Kate. You haven't heard anywhere else. You're aware of there was a situation where the Clinton campaign shopped on Monday and got the Associated Press to bite to announce before the opening of the voting places in California that Hillary Clinton already had the nomination sewed up on pledged delegates.
Yep.
And as a result of that, the Sunday poll had the race almost dead even. I believe that it was a calculated tactic on the part of the Clinton camp, and I'm sure she had to approve it, to try and dissuade the Bernie voters from coming to the polls. And if you look at the outcome of the vote, she didn't just barely win where she was expected to be very close within 1 or 2 points. She won by 13 points.
Yeah.
I think that that was, in my opinion, that was a huge mistake, because I'm sure angered Bernie and many of his supporters no end. So that he's already said he's not giving up. He's going all the way to the convention. So he's going to be a thorn in her side all the way till they get to Philadelphia, and even on the floor. I think that there's a part of him that believes that she's probably going to be indicted. You know, I heard her speech last night talking about being the first woman who is going to be the nominee of a major party. She may also be the first nominee that's indicted for high crimes and misdemeanors before she even gets elected president of the United States. And I think that that is a pretty good likelihood. And that's one of the reasons why Mr. Sanders, in his own mind, is hanging around, because he thinks there's a possibility that she's going to get indicted. And the leadership will not risk the pushback of trying to run Hillary as an indicted criminal for the president of the United States. And now they're talking about, well, maybe Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie hasn't given up. And I think the leadership of the Democratic Party will allow Bernie to run and run as in essence, a socialist. We're not ready to do that. So Biden and Elizabeth Warren seem to me like the saviors, but it's so late for them to get into the race. It's going to create enormous chaos in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, so having said that, and feeling as though she could get indicted, as you mentioned, isn't this all going to be in the lap of the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch? What are the chances she goes in that direction?
If Comey presents a case to her, now, I don't have the link with me, Kate, but I can try and get it for you. There is a story on Politico. You could also find it, where the FBI went to this federal court judge in March to begin to disclose some of the findings, and this past week they went back to him again and provided some other information on a top secret basis. So that I think that as much as she may be a political animal, I think the pushback would be so dramatic if she tries to not empower a federal grand jury to opine on the evidence given by the FBI. It will be as devastating as if she didn't, because I think that the Republicans will have a basis to go after her and the Democratic Party for not allowing the criminal justice system to work. And I think that if she doesn't do it, there are going to be a number of FBI people who will resign and will bring the story. So I think whether she indicts them or not, Kate, the story's going to come out. It is not going to be positive for Hillary. And so the Democratic leadership is going to have to make a decision, as well as the Republican leadership. Are they going to use this ammunition of her high crimes and misdemeanors to get Hillary out of the race? And then what's going to happen to the rest of it? You know, most people don't know this, Kate. If you look at the Constitution, there are only 4 prescribed ways in which you can remove the President of the United States. If she's indicted but goes on, stays in the race, let's just say for conversation's sake that she would get indicted by a federal grand jury.
Right.
The only way you can remove a president from the office is either resignation, death, incompetency by the majority of the cabinet members, or impeachment. Those are the only 4 ways under the Constitution that the president can be removed. So if she was indicted and there was a trial and she was convicted, she couldn't go to jail because not one of the 4 ways in which a president can be removed.
Yeah, interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. We'll talk more about that throughout this show. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents on what Dan just had to say, 855-266-5283. On the other side of this now, so Trump and what's happened with Trump, University, can he weather that storm? Is this going to go through a few more news cycles and then go away? You heard what Paul Ryan had to say the other day about that.
Yeah, I did the research, Kate, on a wonderful interview and series of research papers that were issued when Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from California, claimed that the criminal justice system in the United States, from the policeman on the street to the judges in the courtroom, were biased against black people, and that the criminal justice system in the United States was racist. And this is a report that went back and looked at everything from initial arrests to prosecutions to plea bargains to judges and found that there was no real race. But race is not the issue in the case of the judge in Donald Trump's case. The issue is whether or not this judge, because of his firm's relationship with defending pro bono illegal aliens, and number two, its contributions to both Bill and Hillary and to the Clinton Foundation, should he have recused himself, or is the attitude that he has concerning Hispanics coming into the United States prejudices him, and one has to look at when the principal witness for the prosecution was dismissed by the court at the request of the prosecution, and there is no person, and the judge and the court decided to continue the trial. Your question is, I've already seen some people coming out talking about it now from the standpoint that they think Trump was right. So will he weather it? Yes. Is it an important issue? Not as important as jobs and the economy. We had 38,000 jobs last month. But what most people don't understand, Kate, is two things. One, they revised the number down for the previous 2 months, 59,000 jobs. And number two, over 600,000 people left the workforce in the month of May. We now have almost 95 million people out of the workforce. It's insane. And they dropped the unemployment rate to 4.7. So mm-hmm. I think that the issue for this campaign is jobs and the economy. And if Trump will stay on point, I don't think that Hillary has much of a chance to tell people what her plan is going to be, because she's looking at the third term of Barack Obama, and his productivity for the last 5 years of the American economy is less than 2%, and the gross domestic product growth in this country in the last 7.5 years has been less than 2%. So he's not created jobs. There are more people out of work today than there were. he says he's created 8 million jobs, yet there's 14 million more people out of work than that don't have jobs. So I think jobs, if they stay on point, it's going to be very difficult for the Democrats. But I think what's going to happen is that Hillary knows she can't defend a job situation. She's going to have to attack Trump as unfit. She's going to attack him personally, not on the issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Perkins, I'm starting to lose you. Terrific stuff. Thank you. You can pick up his books. He's the author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy. It centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the U.S. Dan, as always, thank you so much.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.